He is as real as you want him to be.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. He has a way of revealing himself to us if we serve him and love him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got your Bibles? Would you turn with me into the Psalms and go to chapter 128? 128 Psalms. Just for a few minutes, I'd like to teach or preach here. Keep going. You just got to keep walking.
Yes.
Amen.
Keep right on the walking. We're almost home. We are nearer than we've ever been before. Look at Psalms 128. Blessed is everyone that what? Feareth the Lord. That walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Hallelujah. Look at the word blessed. Blessed. What's the sweet Holy Ghost saying through David's pen in this psalm? You know what blessed in the Hebrew and the Greek means? It means happy, fortunate, prosperous, enviable, delightful, jolly, pleasant, and grateful is that person who walks with God. Hallelujah. Everybody, listen. If we got the joy of the Lord and gladness in our heart, people will see that. They will know when you are glad. It'll show in your face. It'll show in your eyes. You can't help but raise a hand every now and then. You'll have a big smile on your face. I love to run. I love to jump. I love to dance. I tell you, when it gets in your feet, if you got it down way inside of your heart, in the depths of your soul, you can't hardly help it, but just say, Lord, I praise you. I love you for what you've done. I thank you what you brought me out of. I thank you where I'm headed to. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm headed to a higher place. Hallelujah. Can you say, I'm on my way to heaven? Blessed is that man. The Lord said, David said, blessed is that man that walketh in God's ways. I'm glad I got in that narrow path a long time ago. I'm glad God shined a light down upon me when I was walking in darkness. I knew not, because the darkness had blinded my eyes. Hallelujah. It was a slippery ways in darkness. But I'm glad the Lord didn't let me die lost, but he shined a light. Hallelujah. In front of me. You know what he said? He said, if you'll follow me, you'll not walk in darkness no more, but you'll have the light of life. And can I tell you, Jesus is the light of the world, and he lit up my life that night. Hallelujah. I've never had to go back to the darkness. I know where I'm headed. I know the direction I'm going. I tell you, we're never at a home that we've ever been. Raise your little hand and praise. Yeah. Woo! This light is bright. This light, there's joy in it. Hallelujah. Blessed is that man. You're prosperous in the Lord. Woo! Oh, Lord, I feel like we're going to go somewhere. How many wants to go somewhere? Hallelujah. Micah 6 and 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doeth the Lord require of thee but to do justly? In other words, walk uprightly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Jeremiah 6:16, Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find a rest for your soul. There is a good way, there is a higher path, hallelujah to the Lord. Ask for the old way. We got a lot of churches across this world, they know nothing about the depthness of God. They know nothing about his righteousness and his holiness. I'm glad that God introduced me unto the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm glad that night on bending knees, I said, Lord, I want to go all the way. Would you lead me? Would you guide me? Would you keep me? Would you hide me? I'm telling you, he's taken my hand many times, and he brought me through to places that I did not think I could get through. He is a way maker. He's a soul provider. Hallelujah. He's a need supplier. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He is everything we need. He's a keeper. He's a healer. He's a savior. He's a deliverer. Hallelujah to the Lord. He's real. Just as real as you want him to be. Jesus is alive. How do you know it? Because I feel him down in deep in my soul. I know he's a keeper, me alive. This Holy Ghost is real. I give him a wave offering in the house.
Thank you, Lord.
Man alive, he's real.
Amen.
Hey, Lord. Well, glory to God. You're real. You're real. Look at the word rest. The Lord's just saying, if you will walk with me in my pathway, you will find peace of mind and relief in your soul from anxieties and troubles and stress. God is saying to you, I will give you peace if you will walk with me. Your steps will be secure. When you walk with me, you will have an inward confidence that you know, that you know that I am with you. You don't have to worry and you don't have to fear. Hallelujah to the Lord. Jesus said, if you'll take my yoke upon you and learn of me, you'll find that I'm meek and lowly in the heart, and you'll find peace and rest for your soul. How many knows there's a rest in the Lord? We're living in a pressurized age. We're living in a time of stress. I'm telling you, the devil hits, and people, the devil, he hits their minds and brings mind battles. I'm telling you, but Jesus will give you peace of mind. I said there's peace in the Lord. You'll find it not in this world, but there's peace in God that passes all understanding, and that peace will keep your mind and your heart.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Lord. Peace and rest, Lord. Yes. He said, I'll give you that if you'll follow me.
Yes.
If you'll wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, completely follow me,
yes,
I'll give you the peace. And I'll give you the joy that you need in strength.
Yes.
He said, listen now. He said, when you enter your closet and pray daily, there will be a faith in your heart.
Right.
That will keep you going on. It will keep you trusting. For you know in your heart that I am with you. I will never leave you. And I will never forsake you. The Lord's is saying, won't you spend time with me? And enter into thy closet. And shut to the door. And pray to me in secret. And he said, I'll reward you openly.
Yes.
When people are turning to the bottle, they're turning to the pills for something to relieve them and the stress. He said, you won't have to do it. He said, I'll give you that peace and the rest for your soul that you need. Hallelujah. Oh, God. For you know in your heart that I'm with you.
Yes.
The Lord is just saying, I am faithful. If you walk with me, you will find that I never fail.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
you walk with me and you trust me, you'll find out that I never fail. I'm always faithful. The world may walk out. The world may let you down. Your loved ones might not understand you. Some people might leave you. I'm glad that I'm a walking and I've got somebody right by my side. David of old, the psalmist, he said, the Lord is always at my right hand. Hallelujah to the Lord. He said in one place, he said, the Lord goeth before me, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. And over me is the blood of the Lord Jesus. And underneath me are the everlasting arms. I'm clothed in his love. I'm washed in his blood. Hallelujah. The angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear the Lord, and to keep them on every side. If I've got the angels around me, Jesus is a going before me, and goodness and mercy is behind me. Hallelujah. If I got under me the everlasting arms of God, I'm in a chariot. Raise your little hand. I'm in a chariot, and God's gonna take me through.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So what's the Lord want us to know today? I was back in my study and I said, Lord, what am I going to preach or teach here tonight?
Come on.
He's telling me to tell you to keep right on walking.
Yes.
Man, I felt that.
The Lord.
Don't let the devil discourage you.
Come on.
Don't let him do it.
Come on.
Afflictions will come and the enemy will come battling. Don't let him discourage you. Just keep right on the walking.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going on. I'm going on.
Yes.
I'm still going to trust the Lord. I'm going on. Praise God.
Yes.
I've got him with me. And I know that. I don't have to always feel him to know that he's with me. Listen, we do not walk by sight. We do not walk and serve God by feelings. I love it when the emotions come and the overflow of the Holy Ghost comes and our cup runs over with the blessings of the Lord. But we can't always go on that. Don't go by your feelings. Don't go by your five senses. Go by the depthness of your heart to say, Lord, your word is truth. And the just shall live by faith. And another scripture said, the just shall walk by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know whom I believe in. Paul said, I know he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him until the day that he comes and gets me. I've got that assurance. Can you raise your hand and say, Lord, I've got that blessed assurance. Lord, I know that you're with me. You don't have to shout me every night, Lord. And I don't have to run to be able to know that I'm saved, but down deep in my heart, I've got your word that says you love me with an everlasting love, and you're with me until death takes me out of here, and then you'll come and take me home. Hallelujah. The just shall live. We shall walk by faith. Ah, Lord. Keep going.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, how much we need God's presence with us.
Yes.
We need his sweet Holy Spirit dwelling inside. And you say, Lord, lead me, guide me, keep me, and hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Yes.
In the secret place of the Most High.
Yes.
When God called Moses to go down to Egypt and bring 2 to 3 million people out of bondage and slavery to that devil Pharaoh, listen to what Moses asked the Lord. You ever ask God for something? I need an answer, Lord. I'd like for you to show me something, reveal. Moses said in Exodus 33, now, Lord, I know that you called me. Praise the Lord. I know I'm your child. I know that you saved me. I know that you called me. I'll never forget the moment you spoke peace to my soul. I'll never forget when you rolled those burdens off of my shoulder. I'll never forget that night or that day or that hour when your blood cleansed me and you forgave me of all of my sins. I'll never forget the call of God when you set me free from the old world and its bondages. I know that I'm called. I know what I've seen. I know what I've felt. But listen to what Moses said. He said, now, Lord, if I know that I'm called, and if I have found grace in thy sight, show me thy way, that I may know thee. And God answered him, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. God was just saying, Moses, I'm starting you on a long journey to the promised land. Before you get there, listen, children, before you get there, you're going to pass through deserts. There will be dry times that you will face, but I will be the rock that will follow you. I'll give you water for your thirst. I'll walk with you, Moses, and ye shall walk with me in the way I show you. I'll give you angels' food in the wilderness, and if you'll follow me, I'll rain down bread of heaven, and it'll fall in your camps, and you'll not want, and you will not starve. Deuteronomy 29 says, for 40 long years, their clothes did not wax old upon them, and their shoes did not wear out on their feet. Hallelujah. Pays to walk with God. He's our keeper. I'm telling you, if the Lord sends you, he will go with you. Hey, Lord, raise your hand and say, Lord, I want to go all the way. Blessed is that man that walketh in my way. The enemy will never overtake you, and you'll never starve. Hallelujah. The Lord will bring water out in your dry places. He'll open up springs in the wilderness. Hallelujah, the water shall flow. And you glad of that? You'll walk through dry places, but the Lord will be with you.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
On their journey, they passed through wilderness and a barren land. Places where there were scorpions and fiery serpents. But as long as they followed the Lord and obeyed, they could not hurt them. How many's ever been through dry places? You ever felt like you is in a desert sometimes? How many honest tonight have pushed and you pressed to go to church? You were so hungry for the Lord. I need the Lord to help me.
Yeah.
I need his touch all over again. Yeah. Just to know, I know his word says that he's with me. But I need to feel his touch.
Yeah.
I need to drink from that well again.
Yes.
I need a peace. That heavenly bread in God. I've been walking through dry places and through the deserts. The old enemies howled, and I see the serpents and I see the scorpions. You know, if we let ourselves, the old enemy fill us with fear, he'll say, you can't make it. Look what you're going through. The enemy will make himself bigger and bigger in your life. And the Lord said, as long as you follow me, as long as you walk in my way,
yes.
I will take care of you.
Amen.
I will clothe you.
Thank you.
I will feed you. I'll give you water for your soul. Can we praise him? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I said, the Lord will take care of us.
Yes.
Glory, glory, glory. No evil shall overcome you.
Wow.
And you say, like David of old, teach me thy way, O Lord. Like the song, Brother Charles, that says, please let me walk with you, Jesus. For without you, I could never, I could never make heaven my home.
Right.
Remember, our spiritual life as a Christian, it is a journey.
Yes.
You started your walk the moment that you were saved. How many out there still on your way?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give your strength and your grace, oh Lord, I pray. Oh God, it's easy to get our eyes off of the Lord and get on our problems and our sufferings and our afflictions sometimes hides God's face. Our problems sometimes seems to mount higher than a mountain over our head. And sometimes we walk through these dry, hallelujah, places, and it seems like the clouds hides God's face, oh Lord. We go for miles sometimes, yes sir, we do. Oh Lord, feeling after the Lord and saying, Lord, I want to know that I'm in the right way, God. I want to make sure, dear Lord, that I'm still with you and walking and following you. And you say, oh Lord, I need you, God, more than anything in this whole wide world. I need your presence. I need your spirit. Hallelujah. It makes all the difference in the world when the Lord passes by. He'll reveal himself to you. He'll tell you, you are not alone, but I am with you, saith the Lord. And I will hold your right hand, and I'll tell you to fear not. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. All you got to do is trust me and keep right on walking when you don't feel like it. And say, Lord, I'm still walking and I'm on my way. I'm not a quitting now. I'm not a sitting down now. And I refuse to let the devil lie to me and tell me God don't love me. Well, praise me to the Lord. I know that he does.
Amen.
Amen. Remember your journey. You remember the night and the day that you started. Holy, holy, holy. Don't forget that. Don't forget that touch. Don't forget that call. Keep it forever echoing in your soul. Hallelujah. Keep that experience fresh in your heart. Oh God, you started your walk the moment that you were saved. We don't know how many miles that we've traveled on our way. Brother Ron, how many years have you been saved? 43. I've been on this way 48 years. How long, Sister Bessie?
Since 1963.
1963. That's a long time and many years. Hallelujah. We don't know how many miles that we travel. We have traveled on our way to heaven. There'll be good times and there will be bad times. We'll have our highs and we'll have our lows. But keep right on walking. There'll be battles and there'll be trials that will challenge our faith. But keep right on pressing on. When you get home, you'll say, Lord, it was worth it all. When we get there, you'll say, Lord, it was worth every mile. There was times that my feet hurt, and I got tired, and I was discouraged, but I kept right on going, and I'm glad I made it. Raise your head and praise Him. Like the song says, I'll be glad when my feet touch the streets of gold. Well, praise be to the Lord. I'm still a walking.
I'm still going.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Thank God I didn't let up and quit.
Right.
That's right.
Because of trouble.
Right.
You know that old devil, if you walk very long without really feeling the blessings of the Lord strong, old devil come to you, he said, you didn't get anything, you ain't saved.
Come on.
Listen to it.
Yes.
Come on.
I know what it's like. I have walked through dry places.
Yes.
Come on.
And it felt like God was a million miles away.
Amen.
But you know, you realize sometimes that God allows this. Listen, if we were always on the mountain, always flourishing with blessings, after a while, you would see no need for God.
Right.
And you would let up and you would get loose. First thing you know, you'd let go of the things that you knew was right.
Right.
You wouldn't seek God, and there would be a magnetic pull right there just pulling you into things. But ain't you glad that God sometimes allows you to walk through these dry places and to face these things? You know what it does? It drives you to your need. It pleases God when He knows that you're coming to Him and you need Him.
Right.
It pleases His heart when you say, I need you, Lord, and I want you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I can't do this on my own. I can't serve you on my own, Lord. I don't have the natural strength to do it. But God allows us to go through the deep, dark valley. There'll be times it seems like He's nowhere around, but it drives you to your knees and say, Lord, I need you. I want you more than anything. And it's those times that the Lord will come through and He'll pour you out a blessing that you can't even contain. How ain't you glad of that? The Lord knows when and the Lord knows how to send you a touch. Hallelujah, that you'll say, Lord, I know you're there and I'm going to go on. I'm ready to go on. I'm going to run. We would take God for granted if there was no problems.
Right.
Am I right or wrong?
Yes, amen.
Oh, God. It was worth it. When I get there, I'll say, Lord, it is worth it.
Amen.
Every trial.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't let up and quit.
Right.
One of these days, you will look back over your life and you will see the hand of providence that was with you even when you didn't think it was.
Right, amen.
God was there the whole time.
Right.
Then you can say, my Lord Jesus brought me through. And I'm so glad that I kept right on walking. Hallelujah to the Lord. Woo, we ain't home yet. Was it worth it, Father Abraham, to walk with God? You better believe it was. You know, God appeared to me when I was 99 years old. Abram, walk before me and be thou perfect. I'll never forget the day I obeyed him, Abraham was saying. I left my father's house. I left all the idols and my kindred of idol worshipers behind. I started out, listen, on an 1,100 mile journey with my wagons loaded, and there was no turning back. I heard his voice, I felt his touch, and I knew the voice of the Lord. Well, glory, I'm glad that I got up and packed up and filled my wagons and went on an 1,100 mile journey out of the land of promise. How long do you think it took that man to get there? Average on 20 out of 25 miles a day, up and, hey Lord, going through ruts in the ground and sore, and your back are hurting. Now, Lord, are you sure, Abraham, that God spoke unto you? Yes, I know the voice, and I knew to get up and to start walking, hallelujah, and go in the direction God sent me, hallelujah. I say, Lord, it is worth it.
Yes, it is.
I don't know how many weeks and months it took, 1,100 miles to the promised land. Oh, Lord, I'm so sore. I'm so stiff. Well, glory. But I'm sure glad. Hallelujah. Abraham, he followed the Lord. Listen.
Yeah,
we're going to have a bumpy ride here and there. I knew, Abraham's a saying, I knew it was now or it was never. I'm going to tell you, God's only obligated to call you one time. Hey, Lord, he's only obligated to let you feel his convicting, holy divine power and his conviction one time. And Abraham said, there's something in the voice that spoke unto me. When he appeared unto me, I knew that I must obey. It'll be now or it'll be never. I say, Lord, I'm glad that I started out. Hallelujah, it's now or never. I got to sail out and keep on going. He said, I knew I had to obey. There was no turning back. I'm going all the way until I reach that promised land. Abraham said, I headed for the promised land looking for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Yes.
What'd you do, Abraham, on that journey? He said, I built me some altars everywhere I went on my journey. He said, I stayed in contact with God.
Amen.
I stayed in contact with him. I knew I had to. I don't regret a mile. Because of my obedience, I became the father of faith and the father of the Jewish race. My God blessed my offspring, and my obedience through my bloodline came the blessed Redeemer and the Savior of the world.
Amen.
Yes, I'm glad I kept walking with God. My children were blessed because I believed the Lord. Oh, God. There's blessings right out in the head of you.
Yes. Amen.
That you, if you'll keep right on going, you will experience them and you will taste them. But you got to keep going. You'll not see good things, great things, unless you keep walking.
Yes.
Listen. Can I say here tonight, keep on serving God and walk with him. Your faith is not in vain. I'm going to close with this. Enoch, how good is your endurance? How strong is your commitment? How great is your desire in a wicked world that you lived in? Of the most ungodliness and sin and corruption. Enoch, what kept you going? when everything around you was so corrupt and so dirty and evil, Enoch, talk to us. How long or how far can you walk before you tire out? Some of us, physically speaking, it's all we can do to climb those steps out here, physically, and get in here. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
We may have to pause in the natural and rest. But I want to ask you, what about your spiritual walk? Oh, Jesus. How many started to go all the way?
Yeah.
Regardless of what kinds. Listen. Do you tire easily? Do you get discouraged? Do you get weary? Do you ever get and feel like just sitting down? Nobody's ever had the devil to tell you, won't you just stay home tonight? I don't feel like going. Oh, Lord. Well, what was that saying Brother Gary had, often had? It says, about making 1 week. 7 days without Jesus makes one W-E-A-K.
Yes.
Raise your little hand. I felt the Lord right here. Listen, this church is a lighthouse.
Come on.
And the Holy Ghost is in here. The presence of God ministers right in this church. He does. He flows through the pastor. He flows through Brother Ronnie. He flows through Brother Danny. He flows through Brother Charles. The Spirit gets on you. He'll flow through Sister Bessie, Sister Linda. The Spirit of God is what we need. I don't know about you, but I need the Spirit that you have. There is times, I'm talking about the sweet Holy Ghost, when I'm going through it and when I'm battling, you don't know what you really mean to me when I'm in the presence with the saints and the Holy Ghost begins to move and you get up and sing with your heart and it flows out and you begin to shake your hands in the Spirit of God and you begin to feel something down on the inside. Your strength, your refuge, your shelter is in the midst of God's people. Praise Him, church. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Come on. Hallelujah to the Lord. I want to stay with God. I want to be faithful to Him. I want to be faithful to the house of the Lord. I never want to stay home. I never want to sit down and quit. I don't want to stop walking. I got to keep on going. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel God here. I feel you, Lord. I'd like to say, everybody in this church, I love you. I love you and I appreciate it. Hallelujah, the Spirit of God in your heart, in your life. I thank you for your call. I thank you for your salvation. It helps and it inspires me. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Enoch was 65 years old when Methuselah was born. And after the birth of his son, Enoch walked with God for 300 years. Hey, Lord. 300 long years. We'll never know how many literal miles that old man Enoch walked in his life. We will never know how many altars that he built and how many sacrifices he offered unto God. Hallelujah, we was not there to witness many times that he worshiped and he praised the Lord. hard, but he stayed faithful unto God, and he kept right on a walking. I say, Lord, am I going to keep right on a walking? I ain't made it yet, but I'm on my way. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. We'll never know how many hardships and trials he endured in that 300 years, Brother Ronnie. He probably got sick many times. He was flesh, blood, and bone like you and I. How many times in them 300 years did he get sick and afflicted? And he felt bad. And he saw many changes all around him. A people of every generation, hallelujah, got more wicked and evil, but it never did stop him. He kept right on walking. He remained faithful. We'll never know how many prayers that Owini prayed unto the Lord in his life, but he stayed near his altar, and he stayed committed and dedicated unto the Lord. It ain't over yet. Because the Lord is a coming any day and any hour. The Lord is a coming for his church. Hallelujah. He's going to get a bride that's without blemish and spot and wrinkle. How many is saying, I'm a looking for his coming, and I ain't going to slack up now? Yes. Woo. Yep. I ain't a slacking up now.
Amen.
Do you all think it pays to walk with God?
Oh, yeah.
Did it pay to walk with God, Enoch? Yes, it did. If I could bring that blessed man right now and put him in his microphone right here, I don't know what that guy looked like. Rugged, tough people back then. Great endurance. Lord have mercy. Talk to us, Enoch. Hebrews 11:5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, before the Lord ever came for him, he had this testimony that he pleased God. How did you do it, Enoch? I kept on walking with him. The times when I felt it and the times when I didn't feel it, I kept walking with him. I feel him. I'm closing. Hallelujah. Don't you think his family looked for him? Y'all seen Dad? I got supper ready. Where's he at? He said he's going out to the barn and out to the field. Where's your dad? I'm using my mind. Go look for him. Kids, I'm telling you, the dinner's on the table. I want to ask you, where will you be and be taking your last step when the trumpet blows? Will you still be praying and trusting the Lord the last step you take? I want to ask in ending, how is your spiritual walk tonight? Are you still happily saved and serving and following Jesus? Is our faith still strong? And is our vision bright? Do we still have the joy of that good feeling that we received when we first got saved? And Jesus came in our heart. Are you still walking? You still walking with him? Are you still longing for home?
Yes.
Is your heartbeat for heaven still strong within your chest? Don't get discouraged now, children, and slow up. It's time to pick up the pace. Would you stand? Don't let your walk become dull. Don't let your spiritual walk become dull. Don't lose your desires. Brother Danny, we are almost home. Jesus is coming any day now. How many wants to be ready? I want to be ready. Let's find a place and ask the Lord to help us before we go home here. We've got time.
How is your spiritual walk? Are you still in the way? You still walking with God? You still cherishing that good feeling and rejoicing in that wonderful salvation? In the reality of His Spirit, to know what you know, what you've seen, what you know. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Me.